Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Welcome. Coming into you about $1,200 richer, the two of us. Thank you so much.
We made a bandit. Yeah. I mean, profit is a loose term.
It's skewed because
it's girl math. Uh-huh. That money is out of sight, out of mind. But the money spent to buy items.
I told Spencer and Mike and Robbie on Saturday, that was my first yard sale. And I love doing a yard sale, y'all.
They're kind of fun, aren't they? It's absolute hell.
It's a lot of work.
Preparing.
It's a lot of work.
But then when you're actually doing it, because you and I are sick.
And we didn't want to cut it off.
We didn't want to stop.
Saturday night after everything was over, we went out and got something to eat. And then our neighbors text us like, do y'all want to come over and watch the hockey game? And Mike and I were like, yeah, we'll walk over for a little bit. So then we were recapping the yard sale because y'all, I'm going to tell y'all something. My yard sale was popping off. My neighbor was like, every time I saw somebody walking out of your garage with all those pink bags and walking down the street with those pink bags, she was like, I was dying. And then I said, yes, that was my first one. And I really loved it. Mm-hmm. I think we did a good job. It was really good. And I was also going to tell you something as to why I was telling you this. What did you just say before that?
What did I say? That's an excellent. Was that your butt? Okay. We're just moving on. I don't remember what
I was going to tell you something about that. About the yard sale, about the
yard
first one.
So she
was like, y'all sat out there for way later. And she's like, I looked up at 1:20 and y'all were still sitting there. I said, well, to be fair, we weren't going to run anybody up. But also we both were procrastinating putting everything back.
We were so tough. Like, you don't understand. Like,
oh my gosh.
We were popping. Like,
oh yeah.
Well, also because our setup was like top notch and nobody else in our neighborhood really did shit.
Right.
I
didn't see anybody else's stuff.
Robbie said when he drove through, there were three other houses that set up.
That was
all he saw.
Cause I didn't see any, I didn't even shop. I didn't leave, but y'all, we had people gassing us up that we didn't even know. They're like, y'all, just to let you know, y'all blow Wake County yard sales out of the area. And I was like, oh, you got to stop stroking my ego. Mm-hmm. Because then I texted Spencer today. Did you see my text about the calculators?
Yes, I did.
So I ordered us a 2-pack of pink calculators because Spencer was on live the whole time. And then we were using my phone for the calculators. Next time we should probably take my iPad and do the live to show people.
Smart.
And then I got us
a 2-pack. So we have access to our phones.
Yep. I got us a 2-pack of calculators. Yeah. Oh, because we're doing a yard sale Saturday. Sorry. We're doing another one Saturday.
Because we're sick. Well, we both have so much stuff.
Yeah.
Still.
A lot.
Lots. And, you know, I like... This is my foray into pop-up markets, I guess.
I got more bags. I got jewelry bags, the little mesh jewelry ones on the way.
Perfect.
And then I've got our calculators.
I love that because I overcharged my first customer of the day. Oops.
By a little bit.
No, by like a lot. Like 35%, actually.
Crazy enough, she rolled up at
7 a.m. and yeah. I had been up since 4:50 and slept about 3 hours. So math was not happening for me at 7:20 in the morning.
But she also sent...
She came back. And she bought more.
She brought 87 friends. And this is... Listen, if you don't believe in God, now you will. What are the odds... For something like that, for somebody to be brought into your life like that. Because they also came and shopped a private sale in my garage today. We became fast friends with these people. They're also coming on Saturday and they want the first dibs on everything. And we just might let them do that too.
Yeah.
But like,
well, she said, because she was like, she's like, y'all need to let us know like when you do this again. We were like, and I said, oh, well, we have a podcast. So just follow us on Instagram because we overshare.
Oh, no way. That's how they...
Because I said, we overshare.
Oh, yeah.
And are going to and we'll probably post it on there the next time we do one. Perfect. And so when she looked us up, she was like, oh, you guys are like legit. And then she was like, my best friend from college follows you. So, you know, shout out to you guys.
Well, I told them, I said,
sorry for overcharging you.
Yeah, but she came back and she had a store credit. I also had a store credit. And Fisher also, me and Spencer were buying stuff from each other.
No, literally, it was a swap meet for us.
You know what the psychotic thing is? Hmm. how many times, okay, y'all, Spencer has some really cute stuff and I had my eye on it and I was like, no, I don't need it. No, I don't need it. I'm doing a yard sale. I don't need it. As soon as somebody else would buy it, it's your mental. Yeah. I was so sad I didn't buy it. That's the problem with me. And I think some other people too. I think we all suffer from this. When somebody else buys it, you want it.
Yeah.
And I was actually legit a little annoyed. At one point, this lady had these little trinket dishes and I was like, oh, I really would have bought those. So she's like, well, I have two more. I was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to pull those inventory.
Like, yeah. Get them I off literally had like a set of four of these matching dishes. So cute. And she only took two of them. And Wendy was like, I didn't see those. I said, well, there's two more, babe. She goes, pull them. And then I didn't get up right away to pull them. And so she said, I'm going to need you to go pull those.
I need you to get those because we were giving each other credits. Like I got some good stuff.
To be fair, my yard sale wasn't like really a yard sale. I mean, I had like some of your like some yard sale things, yeah. like shit for my house that I wanted to get rid of. But
this is what I told everybody about this because I
and I
today.
Also sold it way cheaper than I would have
you
sold
did
it otherwise.
Sell them way cheaper, but also to stroke your ego, I told the people that I was talking about it. Spencer set hers up so nice and curated, and it wasn't messy. Also, I told Mike I did not want mine to look like a yard sale. And apparently, I haven't been to a yard sale in a really long time, but I knew that I wanted things organized. I had bins for stuff. It was priced. My clothes were hung up. I bought clothing racks.
It was very shoppable.
I really wanted it easy, right?
Yes.
And so I feel like for yours was like a little boutique off the side of my yard. I loved it. I mean, they were like,
people
were
like,
tabs
oh,
at the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. We're like over here. We're like, okay, this is hers. This is mine. We had a mall.
No, we did.
I think that was a mall.
I walked in today. I said, so we're boutique owners is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. And the fact that we're doing it again on Saturday and I'm still gassed up for it because the hard part's done. Mine's packaged in bins. All I have to do is load it up and take it to Spencer's this go-round.
I have to refresh a lot of inventory, but that's okay.
Well, this one lady cleaned Spencer out like all the way. Girlfriend,
I could not
believe her daughter and herself.
She just kept bringing stuff up and like I love great that. Problem to have.
No, I love it.
I was really thrilled. And
you were thrilled.
I was thrilled. What was funny is it got to be, so it started at 7, which is just way too fucking early for a yard sale. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is that not normal? For old people?
Seven or eight is not unusual.
I did tell our new friends. I said, I will give y'all details. We are going to start at 8. I said, we're not doing the 7 o'clock.
I can't do the 7 o'clock.
Right, right.
Because it's not... If it was a matter of literally raising the garage door and everything's already set up, cool, babe.
It also rained.
I'll start at 6.
Yeah, we couldn't even set up pre-tables.
But like, I'm hauling shit over to your house. This time, you're going to be we're both hauling stuff to the pavilion in my neighborhood.
Oh, we have a pavilion, y'all. Don't get it twisted.
It's right in front of the pool.
Might
like,
even
so
get
luxe.
Crazy and bring coffee. I don't know. It ain't going to be Starbucks. It's going to be Wendy and Spencer Bucks, but whatever.
But what was I saying? I don't remember.
Sorry, I cut you off. We got to haul stuff 8 o'clock.
Brain dead.
8 o'clock because we have to haul stuff to the pavilion.
Yeah, 7 a.m. way too early.
Because we're not just opening the garage. We had it set up.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was going.
Either way,
but that's okay.
7 o'clock.
But we're doing it again because we had so much fun.
It really was. Yeah. No, but it really was. I didn't know what to expect. And truthfully, Mike was saying it was kind of
dead. Wendy and I also just really love making money.
Oh, yeah.
Though, so.
Oh, my God. I was actually thriving. I didn't want it to end.
I will say, we were talking about the lady that came and cleared me out.
Yeah.
I have never made so much money at a yard sale. Like, right. I just need you to know, since it was your first one, it's highly unusual to make that much money at a yard sale.
All right.
Especially considering that your stuff was very inexpensive.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You really could have.
Nothing over 10 bucks.
Charged more than what you were. I mean, they were selling literally that's what I was saying.
On the TV.
You guys, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this today. Like I can't. I was so tired yesterday. I texted Wendy. I said, I like can't function today. Yeah. Actually.
When you texted me last night, I was asleep. I had been asleep for hours. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
I'm not kidding.
I was dead both nights.
Yeah. Really there wasn't enough Adderall in the world yesterday to help me.
I was so tired.
And I still got up and went to an estate sale like a crazy person.
I know. You need to tell me next time you go though because.
Well, I go every Sunday.
Oh, you do?
Every Sunday we estate sale. So.
Okay. We'll talk offline.
You just let me know.
Okay. Mike slashing prices.
Yeah, so 7 a.m., so whatever. We get like a rush of people. There were people like lurking like sharks waiting for 7 a.m. on the dot. And we could see them as we're like setting up. And I was getting real anxious because Robbie, bless his heart, was there to help. But he was just standing because he wasn't going to just do something.
Right. He didn't know how you wanted
He's
it.
He's smarter again, than that.
Spencer's was a freaking boutique, y'all. It was not just set up. It was like cute.
And I'm one of these people that I can't delegate well.
No, I just want to do it myself.
I also was like pricing as I was unpacking.
Yeah.
7 o'clock comes and it's like the floodgates open and I'm trying to like hide the inventory that I'm unpacking and pricing still because people are like pulling out bins. People were trying to buy my bins that I was bringing stuff in.
They were trying to buy your shelves.
Literally every, I said.
From Target.
I was putting NFL.
That we broke the night before. You should have sold it and bought a new one.
Oh, well.
Next time.
YOLO.
Saturday.
Hey, if anybody wants to buy a broken shelf.
Oh, it's not. It still works.
It's not broken. It's great. But I was like, you know, trying to get all my stuff together and I was getting like super anxious anyways. Whatever. 8:30 rolls around and Mike comes out of the garage with a big ass Sharpie in his hand and my man starts just slashing prices on stuff. I mean, the TVs, he had, I don't know.
$40.
First of all, how many TVs did you have in your attic?
Five.
That's insane.
Insane.
So they were all lined up. Mike just like hovered in the garage.
He did. It was our the whole day.
It
there.
Was so funny.
It was really funny.
He just sat back there. Like
he ran and got us change when we needed change.
He did. He went and got you breakfast. That was sweet.
He did get us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or get me breakfast. Spencer didn't want any. And then she turned around and got Chick-fil-A. Rude. He would have went to Chick-fil-A for you.
I really.
You weren't that hungry then.
I mean, I was like getting there, but I just really wasn't feeling it. And you know, I'm just not going to eat if I'm not feeling
no.
it. And then I got hungry and I needed something. So Robbie went to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Mike comes out. He's just sitting in the garage the whole time. The garage is dark, by the way. You can't really see him. And he's just got like this wall of televisions in front of him. So he emerges at 8:30. He goes, any yard sale I've ever seen, it's busy and then it's dead after 8:30. Slash. So he's got all these TVs priced already. They were like, what, $30?
Yeah, $30, $40.
Mm-hmm. And he just starts slashing prices.
Can't even give them away.
He slashed prices. I don't know how many times. It was like every 15 minutes if something didn't sell, he just came out and started marking stuff down. Did. It was the funniest show I've ever seen.
It was so funny. He was so excited.
I said,
this is
why he could not be a boutique owner.
No. He's giving it away.
Panicking that he had inventory left.
Oh my God. Well, when those girls came back today, our friends.
I'm sure everybody is like dying for us to spend, you know, all this time talking about our yards.
It was so fun. But today my neighbor was outside about to cut his grass and those girls had showed up and they were packing their car full of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I yelled across the street. I said, sorry, our yard sale was so good that we have a second, you know, we had a private little shopping event today. He was like, oh, and he was like doing the money, you know, like flinging money.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he said something and they started laughing. And where was I going with this? Where was I going with that? Dang. I don't remember now. It doesn't matter. I have a lot of crap. We're doing another one on Saturday. Y'all need to come. Where was I going with that thought?
I don't know.
I'm really sorry, y'all.
The thought that I had that I wasn't prepared to finish, but now I am. Mike was slashing prices. And then I went on and posted in all my like Facebook groups that I'm in, like thrifting Facebook groups, Fuquay yard sale, whatever. It was like one person after another within like 45 minutes came strolling up and they were like, saw your post on Facebook. And I was like, okay, perfect. I guess it works.
So I got to tell you something about that. But before I forget, what I was going with that was when the girls were leaving after I said that to Matt, I told them, I said, all right, because she bought two TVs and we gave them away. It was $40 for both of them. And I said, we did so well.
I think
well.
Robbie bought one for 10.
He did. And I said, we did so well at the yard sale that if you shop it, you get a free TV. That's how good we're doing with this. And
screaming.
They started laughing. Okay. So the event stuff, I posted it on.
Actual marketplace, right?
Yep. And on a couple of the, I made a couple listings in places too. So this lady, I missed
one of
them.
But that was before, right?
That was right before. And then during, I was commenting on stuff, but I missed.
I think what helped mine is I posted after we were set up.
Okay.
Because I posted at like 8:30 when Mike started talking about how we weren't going to see another soul the rest of the day.
Okay.
So I was like, well, that's not going
to
work.
Well, this lady wants to come to the next one because she messaged me. And I said, I'm sorry I missed it. And she's like, I want to come. And she says, thanks. I know the yard sale is over. I said, we will actually do another one soon because we have so much stuff. This is before we made plans to do it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she goes, sounds great. I'll keep an eye for the next one. So we have to send her those. Well, then I missed a bunch of comments on mine because I didn't look at my phone again. We were using it for the calculator.
There was somebody messaged after I posted all the photos and was like, hold that walking pad for me. I was like, sorry, babe. Like, ain't no holds.
Nope. I had so many messages because I missed the things and people like, what neighborhood? And then another girl responded back to my flyer. What neighborhood?
It's literally on the flyer.
Well, the next person goes, I was wondering the same thing. Then I clicked on her picture and this came up. So I missed all of those comments. I wasn't able to go back through because I didn't look at them and I didn't realize, like what you were doing, posting it while we were still there. That being said, now that we're doing it at the pavilion, we can proactively post a little more. We just didn't want to post my address. Like, I didn't want to post
it. It was at your actual house. Yeah. And like, we talked about it and I was like, I like am not comfortable sharing your actual address. Like, even though it's public information, right? Like, you can find where anybody lives. Like, but it's just like, I don't need to make it easy.
No. That's it. But this right here is going to be at the pavilion and it'll be a lot easier. So then we'll post this week and y'all got to come shop it because we still have tons of things. I didn't even sit out some boxes. I found a whole box of clothes. I found a whole box of Christmas decor.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of stuff in my kitchen that I had already priced and I got home and I was like,
didn't even bring it.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yep. Oh, we had bins in my garage. We didn't pull up because it started pouring rain, y'all.
Well, just that was the other thing that did suck is like,
the weather was horrible.
The weather was awful. And while I was grateful that it wasn't 90 degrees because ain't nothing I want to do less than sit outside and sweat my balls off.
Freezing and wet is not it either because it was cold.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I would pick the weather we had, but it was a damper, no pun intended, on it really the was. Day.
Y'all, the paper.
Imagine what our turnout would have been if.
Mike has said that. He's like, if it was sunny, he's like, y'all would have crushed over 1,000 each. He's like, there's no way. The weather does affect it because people weren't out about.
Yeah.
That being said, again, I think I was starting to say this earlier and we got sidetracked, shocker. I didn't really know what to expect, but Mike was like, this was really dead compared to yard sales that I've seen and stuff. And I was like, okay, whatever. And the stuff,
especially like multifamily, like neighborhood yard sales, like people usually come out of the woodwork for those because when there's multiple families, like you have more opportunity to actually find things that you're interested in getting, you know,
sometimes you don't know,
like when you're rolling up somewhere, like, what they're going to have.
But no. So I was telling a client about it today and she was dying because I was telling her about our stuff. Nothing is worse than going to a yard sale though and things are junk. And I was telling her, I said, I think we did so well. It wasn't junk. It wasn't like we were selling stuff that was like broken, half used. Like for some reason, that's how I remember yard sales was that it was like junk stuff. It wasn't really treasures. I think
for a lot of people, that is what they sell.
We didn't do that.
Well, and here's the thing. And I'm just, if you are planning on coming, this is a perfect preface to that. There are people who treat yard sales like the last step before Goodwill. And so it is like,
anything's better than nothing.
There are sheets that are, you know, stained and they're selling them for a quarter and towels. That's not, think like estate sale.
Yeah, maybe that's more.
This was more like, that's why like when I was making our flyer for this one, this I was like, do we even call it a yard sale? And I was like, nobody's going to know what the fuck I mean if I say a pavilion sale. So I said, it's not your normal yard sale.
And it's really not.
Curated. So just know it's more like estate sale items and pricing, but like less than
normal
estate sale pricing.
Very reasonably, like underpriced. And I told Spencer that about her underpriced stuff. Oh my God, her stuff. At one point I was like, girl, you are like giving the stuff that I would have bought. Thank God people bought it because I probably would have filled my freaking house back up with your stuff because it was marked so good. I even said something to you about that.
It was like,
I just feel like we are good at yard sales.
I mean, we are, you know. I priced it because I knew it was a yard sale. people are looking for deals. So it's like, I priced it enough. Like I basically, I cut my profit margin.
Yeah.
So like where I normally would price something, I just like cut it. So
yeah,
you know, I was,
but it was good. And we did
X great. Percent instead of, you know,
well,
Y
we did
percent.
A good job. I mean, the fact that people were telling us how wonderful it was, like strangers.
Gassing us
oh
up.
God, that
gassing
made my head get so up. Big. I said, oh, I already ordered us a replenishment of bags.
Because I mean, we don't tell bags. Us we're good at something. Cause we're going to do it again.
It's bigger. And listen,
doesn't matter what it is.
I, this comes to a shock to nobody. Cause everybody that saw our stuff, they were like, well, I don't expect anything less, girl. One of my neighbors was like, I was thinking it was scented bags. Like, I'm not going to half ass anything. Honestly,
that'd be great.
Right.
Bean
but
perfume.
Like, I'm not going to halfway do anything. I'm not like that. I'm going to go all in, whatever it is, a themed birthday party to cut money. No, I'm going to still spend more than what it was. Cause it's the theme party.
Correct.
And I'm going all in. And this was no different. Karen was like, girl, I just pictured Elle Woods over there. I was like, and that's exactly it. I was sitting at my table with my totally. Little cash box.
Yeah.
And there was nothing I got more pride out of than holding my, y'all, I had a little key. I was a key holder. Next time I'll pass you the key for, if I need to step away for a moment, I will. I told Spencer I was going to see how this one went. And then I was going to pass the key.
I'm still in my like first 90 day probation training period.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, we did really good. We didn't run out of cash. We had single bills. We had the fives. We had the tens. We did really good. Mike
honestly,
replenished a 20, I think, at one point. But other than that, we did Venmo. Spencer printed hers out. Mm-hmm. I need you to do mine.
I will. I just need you to send me your QR code.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah. So all that to say, we are really good at yard sales. And it was so fun.
And we have fun.
Next time I'm getting shirts made. Obviously, we don't have enough time this time. Next time we will have shirts made.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, okay, we can do like a fall one.
Yeah.
Like not fall, but like edge of fall, like August, September.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. And getting into the holidays and all that.
I probably won't. I was going to say, I may do like a Christmas in July because I'm not even attempting to go through all my Christmas stuff for this one. That's not happening. I don't have time for that.
No.
It's scary. But I do have boatloads of Christmas. And I was like, wouldn't that be a fun yard sale theme?
Very fun.
A Christmas in July yard sale theme.
We
set up a tree.
Yeah. Spencer and Robbie went to the Goodwill and we gave her a couple things. I took a huge trunk load afterwards.
Insane how much
all my
stuff
neighbors
was donated.
Went, though. I ran into a neighbor there. She'd already been back multiple times. And the guy coming out was like, oh, and he made a face to her joking.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know this is my last load. He was like, oh, thank goodness. So then I show up. Matt went. I think Lindsay said they went. All my neighbors took all of our stuff over. I took a huge car load. Y'all took some stuff from me. And Matt took some stuff from me. And I still have tons of stuff to do another one on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. No. It was nuts. Also, can we talk about the... I mean, I hate Goodwill for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the inefficiency of their drop-off process?
Oh, I know. It don't make no kind of sense. And do you see
glass, like glass items? They're like, just throw it in there. I'm like, but it's glass.
Yeah. Did you empty your bin of stuff?
I emptied the bin, but I took each because I wanted my bin.
That's why I was wondering when you took that, because I always take whatever I have, whether it's a bin or a bag. I leave it in the thing. But Spencer was like loading hers up. And I was like, wait, she's not, because I'm not leaving my bins.
No. Okay. But I didn't really have anything. I didn't have like empty boxes
or
anything.
And trash bags are expensive to do. I do it every time. And I'm like, that's expensive.
But I'm like, I don't know. I just wasn't expecting, because I literally, as I said, I had glass. I had like one of those very expensive, like, or not very expensive, but like the nice like name brand Bodum or whatever, like the French press thing.
Yeah.
And she was
like, it pink?
It wasn't. It was black and
I swear
black
I saw
and clear.
Did somebody buy one from you?
The teapot. I had like a ceramic
cute
teapot, pink one. I had a lot of like,
not me trying to see what people were buying,
but
from
I had a lot of breakable things that I was like, this is just not coming back into my house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just throwing it in there. And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. And so I placed it in there. And then I literally heard someone come in after me and just throw some stuff in. And it sounded like something broke. And I was like, but I'm like, how dangerous for the employees? They have to like
sort through this
stuff. I'm like, what a waste.
Gently. I don't ever throw anything in there. And I always ask, because they switch it sometimes, like the toy side versus the clothes side. And
they'll switch
it up. And when I actually took stuff on Saturday, I mixed them up. And so I asked the guy, I said, oh, sorry.
Oopsie.
I did. I was like, oh, sorry. I just put toys over there. Is it over here now? And he was like, yeah. So then I flopped them. But
they had a girl like stationed. There were so many people dropping off when we went. They had a girl like standing in there, like stationed. And she was
probably all my neighbors.
Yeah. She was just directing people like what to put where. I was like,
I even took a bag of toys to my nail lady because her grandson, she wanted him to get some trucks.
Yeah.
So I had already pulled stuff for her though earlier when I was going through it on Friday, and Saturday morning I was pulling stuff and I had that bag in there. So then I went to Goodwill later that day and then over to Terry and dropped those off. But the fact that I still have so many bins. That being said though, my attic is clear and I have tons of empty bins. So I know I made progress.
Yeah.
But wow. But it was a lot of work. Y'all, it was a lot. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
So, you know, we're just doing it again.
We're doing it again. And I'm excited.
Yeah, it was something. But anyways, we'll post on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll do Basically Famous or if maybe we'll do our personals.
What if we do it in the Basically Famous chat thing? What is that thing called?
I don't know.
The group thing.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
We could post it there too.
Whatever. You should be following all three accounts anyways.
You should follow all three. And
even though I never post.
Well, I go on a hiatus.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all or nothing with either of us. Whatever. I give a lot of credit to people that can think to do, like I'll watch, there's certain people that I genuinely love to watch and it's random people. Today, a PE teacher popped up on my feed and she's been doing this challenge to get the out of the rafters. ESPN did a like a sports center did a thing with her to throw them out.
To get what out of the rafters?
Balls. And so she started a series and ESPN sports center or whatever it was featured her. And so anyway, she popped up on my feed.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love to watch her stuff. She's a PE teacher that works from 7 to 2 and then she'll do a from a 2 to 7 like on the other side.
Yeah.
I love her stuff. I give where I was going with that was I give credit to people that can think about like showcasing parts of your day. But unless I'm off work, I do not think to do that.
Totally.
And it's not even that I'm showcasing, even when I'm off, I'm not showing you like what I did at each stop. It's like I'll story 47 times and then it'll go dark for 6 hours. And then I'm like, oh, I got to share this.
Yep.
And then another burst and that's it. It's not consistent. How do we train our brains to think? Cause I do cool stuff. But then I'm like, oh, I didn't post that. Oops. I just don't think about it.
It's the ADD.
It's got to be. Because there's certain
Because I just I'm get like, tunnel vision.
Me too. And then I'm doing it and I'm also, in the midst.
I'm like, who wants to watch me do that? Like, who wants to watch me pack orders? But then I think.
No. A lot
people would love to watch you pack orders.
A PE teacher. I watch all of her videos. I watched her. She has a broad. She re-inspired me to showcase being a hairstylist in a different way. Because she's a PE teacher. I'm not related. That's not relatable in everyday.
Yeah.
But her videos were very like interesting. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
They captivated
She worked
you.
Out. She showed her PE. She showed like teacher appreciate. Like she was. And she, it wasn't even like she was a funny account either. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't humor.
It was almost like she was vlogging her day.
Yeah. And it was
like micro vlog.
But it wasn't, no offense if this is your thing. It wasn't vlogs on shopping. And I think I'm so over that type of a vlog that hers
was interesting. Oh no, I like watching people just like go through their day and I see like little clips. It's why the what I eat in a day videos are so popular.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like it's people want to see like short there's a girl her name
But it's different than the normal like in we could all go into places and like shop. Do you know what I'm saying? You know those videos that I'm talking about where people like shop all day?
Yes, I know those. I don't like those.
That's what I'm saying. I'm over that.
Or so those like, never come up for me anyways. The ones that I see are like what you're describing where it's like.
Well, I didn't see a lot of those
A day with
this.
Me and
Yeah, but I really
Or no talking
watching,
at all.
Yeah.
Just little clips of them through their day.
I'll send you her
with
thing
time
later
stamps.
And you
And
gotta
I'm
watch
like,
it.
Oh, amusing. I mean,
I'm using. I thought you said I'm using. I'm like, what?
I'm using.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
I'll send you hers. I can't think of what it is, but we'll share her. She was really cute, but I loved watching it. She was like, spent a day at the beach with me. Like after she got out of school, she went to the beach and then did stuff. And then she cooked and then she, I don't know. I just was like, huh. I liked her content.
Yeah.
So it's, I wish I could think about more. Because like you said, it does seem like who would care. But then also, I mean, honestly, who would care? It might be like, okay, because it's the editing part. I get paralysis so fast. I got so many videos on my phone of things that I was going to do.
Oh, I had a good streak going.
You did.
Hear me right now. No. I had a good streak going with breakfast chats.
You did.
But I was doing it differently. I used to just do it on stories. So they went up right away. Well, I was doing them as real so they can kind of live on forever.
Yeah, I like that.
I can't tell you how many videos I have saved on my phone that I recorded my breakfast chat. Mm-hmm. I went to work, got about my day, mm-hmm. never edited it. And so it was total waste.
Yep.
So many. And I was like, damn it. I had such a good streak showing you haters that I could actually show up.
And then you're like, meh.
And then I literally didn't because I just never got around to editing.
My problem is on Wednesdays, I was doing like what I talked about. Cause I was like, wow, what a fun thing to do. And if you don't post it real time, it's old. It's old news. Like I was just saying.
Yeah.
So I was not editing mine fast enough. Cause it's almost like I need to build out. If I'm going to do that and consistently do it, then I need to build out 30 minutes in the middle of a Wednesday and like edit the video and do it real quick. It doesn't take long, but I did figure out a format of sharing outfit videos. So I've got tons of these.
Oh, I saw this. This was cute.
This was a different one. I haven't posted yet.
Oh, but well, one you did that was similar.
But I
to
have
that.
So many of this exact formula and I've only posted one of them, but they all have the same quick little formula and I have 8,000 of them and I ain't posted them yet. And I've made, they're all in an album. So outfits.
I love that.
I do too, because it's 5 seconds and I'm
too fat. I don't want to show my outfits.
Nuh-uh. Spencer's looking snatched, y'all. Don't let her fool you. She's just going to arise and she's going to come out a little snatched mama. Mm-mm. But when I posted it on Like to Know It, I had so many hits on it. And that is good extra money. And it's better than me trying to link. Spencer and I, shocker to y'all, are one man army. We don't have people helping us do anything as if you needed to be told that. But like when I share that type of thing, 108 clicks to that. Like that's a lot for my stuff because mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and do it. Like I don't have a full length mirror anymore, which is where I used to do it in my old salon.
Yeah.
And I would have clicks and sales from that. But this was a better way for me to do it, which is
nice. I think
this
is way cuter.
I do too.
Personally.
And I pick a fun song that matches it, but I make them and then mm-hmm. I haven't
posted
them.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone.
It's my brain just
shuts
down.
What was the thing you sent me the other day?
Oh, two friends that are
two idiots fighting one another.
It was something about like
she sent me this thing, and she was like,
"Did I text it to you?
This is us." And I said,
"I did." It
sadly,
says,
yes.
Studies show people with similar autistic traits naturally gravitate towards one another. And I said, "This is us," because we have really good ideas. We've talked about this, y'all. If you're not new here, you've heard us say it. Tons of good ideas. The way that I tell mm-hmm. clients, if my clients are listening to this, you're also nodding your head. I give them ideas all the time on stuff. And they're like, you should do it. Yeah. You should do that. What a great idea. You should do that. Whether it's business or content ideas. I can think of so many really great ways of sharing content, mm-hmm. even that I could use, mm-hmm. but I don't because I tell them all. I say, the way that I can't bite off anything else.
Imagine,
you know, nothing.
Imagine if we were in a position where we could hire
help,
an assistant.
Imagine.
That's a executor.
Yeah.
Because that is what we need.
Because I have, an you executor. Have it too. We have it recorded. We did the hard part. It's right. Putting it together. And I love to make a video. Right. I find myself to be very good at editing now.
You are quite good.
But it's like, I have to just mm-hmm. do it. And, mm-hmm. and you and I are, mm-hmm. as much as I can get stuff done, sometimes, well, I can tell y'all, the older that I've gotten, content is the lowest on my priority list. And I really enjoy it. It's such a double-edged sword for me because sometimes I'll spiral and want to delete all my Instagrams. And almost because it's like this looming, you should be doing. It's
yes.
this weird, you should be using it, but you're not. It doesn't matter. I don't ever want it. I've had calls with management. I don't want to have a manager at this point in my life because I cannot commit. I know that I cannot commit to doing it.
No, true.
And it's like,
truthfully,
great, sounds wonderful. I cannot commit from a higher up, someone needing things from me. That's where I'm at. And I'm mature and I'm proud of myself for recognizing that because normally I bite off things and then I overcommit and I stress myself out. Whereas in this situation, content for me, as much as I enjoy it, and I've had this conversation with clients and you and I have talked about it as well together, I really love doing it, but unless I feel the need of like some type of return coming back, I really find that just so bottom of the barrel in my life of where I'm at.
Yeah.
When I tell y'all this last year has been so pivotal in my like personal life. I was telling my girlfriends about this a couple weeks ago at dinner and I like started crying because I was like, it was after our last podcast and they listened to it and they were like, oh, I really loved y'all's conversation about the medium. It was Stacey and Marissa and Jennifer. And they were like, I really loved how you said that to her, because it was a very interesting take from y'all's perspectives of like, if you would do it and whatever. And I was telling them, I was like, you know, I feel now more confident in myself than I ever have as far as religion. I am so much closer in my walk with God. I'm a better friend. Not that I ever thought I was a bad friend, but I really delegate time to my friendships. Our friendship is better. I think our friendship is better.
Oh yes, I agree. It's been
a long time because we make time.
Not that it was ever bad.
It wasn't bad.
But I feel like we're more intentional.
Yep.
And also there was a point in time where, and you know, I think you would agree with this. It almost felt like, because of the podcast.
Yeah, it was like transactional and not.
Yes.
Deep. Yeah, I agree with that.
And it was like, and it wasn't like that sense of feeling, like it wasn't like actually reflective of my feelings towards our friendship. No. But it was like, it almost felt like a burden.
Yep.
Where well, it I was think
where
not
we were at too. We had a lot going on, both of us.
Yeah. Well, and no surprise to anybody that listens to this regularly, like we're not doing, you know, ad reads and stuff anymore, because it was like we had to take like a step back and make it so like
it was
friendship was first, podcast second.
Yeah.
It was fun. We weren't like spending time together out of obligation.
Yeah, we had to get this ad done.
Yes.
It's going out this week. Yeah.
And it's been like really nice, actually.
No, it is really nice. And
to not have the pressure.
No, it is. That's exactly it. And I feel like my friendships too, like you and I and me and the, like me and my friends, we've really like, we don't get to see each other a ton. I see you the most regularly friend wise, but then like outside of that, we really have to like make it a point, follow through, get things done because life happens or like whatever. And you get overwhelmed so fast. And for the last year, I've really been intentional. And also like no shade to anybody, but if I have to cancel and I don't go to something, I'm sorry. I spread myself really thin, and I've tried to get better about, it's not that it doesn't matter what I missed or what I back out on or what I bail out on or whatever. It's like, I just get to a point where I know that I need to do that. And I've been so good at protecting that of myself that this year I've had such a better year. And this is not even like something major in my life happened to where I was like, it was a bunch of little things.
Yeah.
It was like the podcast became a burden because we were squeezing in time and that we weren't connecting at all.
No.
We were doing the podcast, doing that. And friendships, we were like carving out. And it's when you're so rushed to squeeze it in to check that box, that's not fun for anybody. And so I've gotten so much more like you said, intentional about where I'm spending my time. It's fun. You and I, like, we're back to what we were. And again, nothing ever happened between Spencer and I. It was not like that. It's just all these little things that you and I were dealing with in our lives, not even with each other, everything else.
Yeah. And it was just like, you start to like lose joy
exactly
in things that should otherwise be enjoyable.
Right. And we had conversations like, about that where we wanted it to be fun.
Yeah.
We wanted to do it because we wanted to hang out. And I've said to you multiple times too, I was like, we got to go to dinner and like, or the yard sale was so fun and we were on live. So I was like, oh, we were doing content, but it was really fun. Like it was a good, fun day. And I told my client that today. I said, honestly, the reason was probably because she goes, oh, that sounds terrible. I said, no, it was really fun.
No, we had a blast.
And I told her about it. And I said, but honestly, it's probably because my friend was with me. She goes, I was literally going to say that. It was because your friend was with you. I'm like, it's more fun. And so so content for me is like really bottom of the barrel. But then it's like I enjoy it, which makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And so it's just getting to the point of like posting it. And,
well, I think that's that part for me too. Like, you know, there was a point of time, you know, up until a few years ago where it was like, I never felt like comfortable. I always felt like burdened and forced and like,
Like inauthentic almost, like because you were told to do a certain way on the internet or this format or this trend. Right.
And it was like, I just didn't like it. And then like, you know, shit happened and I was like, I don't even want to be on the internet at all. Like, whatever. I took like really the last few years, I've been
pretty absent.
But now I find like when I do show up, it's just because I actually want to.
Right.
I don't feel obligated. It's not like this burden, this cloud hanging over my head, which it has felt like for many years.
Yeah.
To like, you should post. Nobody ever sees you, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what my follower count is. No. I don't care. Like,
or the viral.
Everybody how many people engage with me? Like, I just, I post when I post. And if people want to engage with it, cool.
Or if they see it, great. That right. I was literally going
to
say that.
I'm not fishing to figure out the algorithm. Nope. You know,
we can't chase that forever. And that was where I was like, people kept wanting to go viral and this. And I never post anything to go viral on purpose. Like, I never rage baited people on purpose to like do that.
No, I love myself too much to rage bait. Right. I just can't do it. No. The internet is such a scary place.
Exactly. And they're mean.
Until you have been on the receiving end of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't even know.
No. And furthermore, I don't want to bring the wrong people to my account. So a client and I were talking about that the other day.
It took us a long time to purge.
Well,
people.
Yep. And I told a client the other day, we were talking about the internet and stuff. And I said, you know, I don't deal with a lot of craziness because I don't rage bait. I don't post things I'm not posting a bunch of thirst traps. And again, this is directed to nobody. Okay. But just in general, I don't post that because I don't want a bunch of creepy dudes gassing my account. Oh, hottie. Like, that does nothing. Gross. For me, and I know those people. And so for me, I'm like, I post what I want to post when I want to post it. So I saw this thing the other day.
If you don't like me and want to go talk shit about me somewhere, then that's your prerogative.
Yeah. Don't do it on my page.
I don't
get
care.
Out of my comments. But I saw this thing several times in the past week, and it was basically girls doing this thing where it's like, I just miss how Instagram used to be like posting for the girlies, and it's a carousel, and it's like, and on that one's like a pretty picture. It's like really pretty pictures on your feed. And I'm like, that's a trend that I want to do because I agree. Like, I love a cohesive feed. And go back on my page, honey. I kept true to my roots. I never steered clear my page. And we've talked about this. I want to be cohesive. And I don't care that that's not what Instagram pushes out or tells you what to do.
Right.
When I look at my page, it's basically my diary. And that's what the girl's thing was. And when I look at it, I want it to be a certain way. I don't care that the algorithm's not going to push it out because it's doing less perfect. Now,
like, remember the days where like you would just search and search and search and search for the perfect like filter and then go through
really
and
had
filter,
a chokehold on
filter
us.
All your photos again. You'd add Lightroom.
Yeah. I deleted that.
Presets. That was presets. It. Not the filters. Presets.
And I do love a good cohesive looking. It was exhausting. But I love that. And for a while, they were like, oh, that's not what Instagram is or TikTok's doing this. And I could not tell y'all. I'm being dead serious. Probably the Gen Zers or whoever's below them look at my feed and they're like, it's so cringy because it's not relevant to what they're doing. I don't know any trends on TikTok. I don't spend enough time on TikTok to know what the trends are.
Yeah.
Now, I may see one that I love. I love the top 5 horror stories. Like, I want to do one of those when I get a chance. But like, I love those, but I don't constantly have to have the brain power, I guess, to look at what's the thing that push out because also it changes so much and I can't. By the time I edited this video for one, it was 2 weeks ago. That was a trend.
It's not even there. Well, you've got, you have like
the window
like
is that
literally
big?
Like 2 days with TikTok trends, like the horror story one. You've got like 2 days to catch the trend on your feed so you actually see it and do it and put it up before it's already done and it's on to the next. Yeah. And then about 3 weeks later, it shows up on Reels.
Yep. That is very true too. It showed up on my TikTok the other day and I had seen several over the course of whatever the month. But yeah, it's like, I'm definitely late to the game, but if I see something that I like, I'm still going to do it. I don't care that I'm late to the trend. Some of them are really cool and some I'm like, absolutely not. I did see one that made me laugh a few weeks ago when what was that? Honkavirus? What was that thing called?
Hantavirus, I believe.
Not the Honkavirus. It's the Honkavirus, baby. They're all looking good over there. But it was saying, oh, I'm going to pull out the old mixtapes from the vault from like 2020. It's like, dun, 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 dun.
I literally have like PTSD when some of those songs pop up.
Same, but that song really had
it's
I loved it so
much.
It's
so triggering.
When I tell
Is
you.
Is like not the weirdest thing?
No, I had a pit. Well, hearing it and the guy was with his shirt off and he was doing it and then doing the little dance.
Yeah.
Do you all know the song I'm talking about? Uh-huh.
Or Carol Baskin.
Carol
Baskin.
Killed her husband. Whacked him. I love it. But that one was a good one too. But yeah, like I liked it. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, the trends. that we did. Do you remember us doing the push-up challenge? Those all just made their circle way through the, we were tagging. Oh, we were with Better with Chardonnay, Katie Starks, Lacey, Nikki Intamin. It was the original, girl, we were tagging each other doing push-ups with a drink below it. Oh my God. It popped up in March, oh, that is April.
Literally not ringing any bell for me.
Oh, we did so many with that
but literally
crew.
Those like 2 years were a fever dream.
It was something that I will never, ever, ever want to go back to. Uh-uh. But it popped up for some reason. Now my Instagram shows up to my Facebook at the end of those memories. It's like on your Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And it never did that before. But during the 2020 ones, every day we were just doing trends and tagging each other every day. And they were so dumb. And we did them. And we all had 4,000 filters on our faces. All of us.
Oh, yeah.
All of us did it.
I do remember.
Who is she? I don't even have a nose.
Oh, my God, Wendy. That's so funny.
Do you remember?
That's a different human. You literally don't have a nose. You have nostrils. No nose.
And when I tell y'all every...
Oh, I'm scared to go back.
Oh, this was March. So then, watch this. We were doing the... Oh, then everybody was tie-dyeing everything, obviously. Oh, here was a tagged one. So
I'm proud to say I did not fall victim to the tie-dye.
Oh, God. Trend. Tagging 10 of the most beautiful ladies inside and out to share photos of themselves to keep spreading positivity. So, I'm pretty sure you're on that one.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then, then we were doing bingo.
Oh.
The bingo?
I remember bingo, the circle, you know, you would circle your preferences. They would have like lists of whatever, this or that type things. Yeah, all the time.
Sure do. Oh, cheer me up and show me your pup. Oh, you did that one. I guess in that. Okay. So, then, good thing I decorated it.
Yeah, thank God. It would have been so boring otherwise.
Right. And then the this or that.
Yeah, the this edition. Or that, which, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I still like a this or that. Oh my God. Look at, it's like cartoon face. I can't.
We all... And then we were trying to get to 10,000 followers. MB helped us get to 10,000 followers. And we did. Oh, and then the 10 sip challenge. So then I tagged, you're tagged. Oh, you're the first tag. Mm-hmm. So you're tagged in that. And then we were drawing on a potato. Mine was actually good though. I drew Ariel. I'm not mad. You had to make a potato look like a Disney character.
We were not okay.
If this was, oh, here we go. This is the
not
one.
Not okay.
Bonnie Wyrick tagged us in this one. And you had to do push-ups. I cannot believe you don't remember the push-ups.
I literally don't remember this
at all.
You
are tagged in Bonnie's. Oh, Allie Mort did that one for us. And then, okay. Mm. So yeah, y'all, we were doing those and those have somehow made their way into my Facebook. So I haven't seen them in years. Well, now they're showing up on my Facebook memories. And I was like,
triggered.
The filters.
The filters are nuts.
I remember having a conversation with you telling you that I could no longer use filters anymore because when I looked in the mirror, it wasn't the true depiction.
Oh, yeah. No,
there
I
was not
that.
A hole on my face. Not a single blemish. No, my nose wasn't even there.
That was crazy.
And we all.
That was crazy.
I guess it was one.
But I'm not going to lie to you. It's still hard for me to look at my face.
Well, I do it. And
but doesn't have much to do with Instagram.
Right. It's a lot easier looking in the mirror and the filter. Nothing.
I have trouble looking at my face.
Shut up, stupid. But yeah, can you believe that? That was rock bottom. So when these little quarantine things, the even the word quarantine and pandemic, I was like, uh-uh. Nope. The honka virus can keep it moving.
Honka virus.
Don't bring him over here.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
This is like sharp left, but
okay, let's go.
I have been reading a lot.
Okay, good. What?
And listening to audiobooks.
I love
it. I got a hack. Didn't know. Kindle Unlimited?
Yes.
I had no idea you could listen.
And borrow the books and then just.
Yeah. Had no idea. Yeah. Not all of them, obviously, but so.
Now, I will warn you, some of those will ruin a book for you.
Why?
The voices. Oh. I have had voices totally ruin it where I gave myself like a palate cleanse 2 months, read the book, obsessed. Had to stop a book because of the way that they talk sometimes.
That's like any audiobook for sure. I did stop one today. Mm-hmm. I listened to like the first chapter. I also something, and I don't know if like this is normal or just me. I'm very particular when I'm reading books about the... what do they call it? Where if infliction. It's like first person, second
the point
person.
Of view.
Yeah. Like I want the book. I want to feel like I'm inside of the person's mind head. Of the character.
So you want them telling you from the first person?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I don't like when it's like the whole story's being narrated and the main character
outside looking in.
Yes.
Yeah. I do prefer a first person point of view so I can feel what they're feeling.
Yeah.
And then I get more invested in those people versus the books that are looking in third person.
And it's not that I won't read those other books. But I'm quick to like not finish it and put them down. So there was a book that I started that it was like second.
What was
would
it?
That be second person technically? Is that what that?
I thought it was first and third person.
Right? Whatever. It was.
Let me Google it while you're looking.
It was like from an outside perspective, and the girl's voice was so like robotic and annoying, and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, they've ruined it for me.
But I have read/listened to some very good books lately.
All right, so first person is okay. First person is to share your story. Second person for advice to the... Oh. That was the... Not it. Okay, first person narrative is one written directly from the perspective of the protagonist. I almost said propagandist.
Propagandist.
Sorry, I was adding protagonist. A third person narrative describes protagonist from a perspective of separate narrator. A second person narrative, very rare, addresses the reader as if they were the protagonist. So I was right. It's first and third person.
There's no second.
Second person is very rare. It addresses the reader as if they were the protagonist, as if you were that person. So okay. It's not common, but it's first and third. Third person you're watching.
Okay, well, look, I don't like me. Third person. You're no. So smart.
A book? I got you, boo.
So smart.
Smut, I got you.
Well, so here's the system that I have. So my Spotify, I get 15 reading hours per month for free with my Spotify prescription.
Great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know what? Sometimes it can cure you.
Well... It is.
We should start calling our podcast. Or it's
Wellbutrin, I don't know.
We should start calling our podcast our prescription because people need it. It's not a subscription. You don't need subscriptions. I love it. You need
get your prescription. Get it filled.
Obsessed.
So I listen to my 15 free hours on Spotify. Okay. And then I also, so you can, I guess, like pay another $15 for Spotify for like an extra 15 hours.
Okay.
And then you buy... They call them like, you know,
how much is that?
Buy ups or whatever. Spotify?
No, for you to buy more.
It's $15.
Because if you do Audible, you get credits a month. I do Audible and I have.
Well, so I got rid of the extra $15 Spotify because I forgot about Audible. And anyways, so Audible's $9. You get one credit.
I was going to say, I that do comes two with it. For.
Yeah, you can do the premium credits. Or whatever. Premium. That's like 15 a month, I think.
15 credits?
No, no, $15.
Maybe that's what mine is. I get two credits a month.
Yeah, so I subscribe to that. I canceled my extra Spotify. So I still get my 15 hours.
Oh, perfect.
Just that but comes with Spotify. Extra.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm very intentional about the lengths of books that that's I pick. Right. So I can get two books out of my 15 hours.
I like that.
Two like quick reads or listens. Mm-hmm. And then my one credit from Audible.
Okay.
And then I just move over to Kindle and listen to, because I got Kindle Unlimited. I'm like, is that a lot of subscriptions for books?
Yeah, I mean.
I should just be buying hard media, but I read so fast. And I actually like the audiobooks in the car. Like I got rid of one of my Patreon subscriptions because I'm not listening to the podcast as much because I'm listening to books. Anyways, this is a riveting podcast.
No.
By the way, don't stop listening to this one.
No.
Screw your audiobooks.
What?
Listen to this.
So audiobooks for me are like a secondary. Like I prefer to read the book on my Kindle. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm really invested, which this has happened, I cannot stop thinking about it where it gets to where I have to listen to the Audible version. But I try not to ever start with that because I don't care. It's cheating, but like I'll still do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if I read one book and I really loved it, then I will maybe listen to an Audible of the second book and then the third book in the trilogy, I'll maybe read again. That being said, I prefer to read them because sometimes they just ruin it, but you can borrow books on your Kindle versus having to use your credit. So that's why sometimes I'll just like borrow the book for whatever and not have to pay for it because I'm paying for the Kindle Unlimited on this, obviously. Instead of buying a book to my Kindle. I've bought books before on my Kindle.
You buy books to
like
your Kindle?
Like a dummy. Yeah, because I didn't realize. How are you judging? You didn't even know you had damn a subscription. But I was buying them and I was like, wait. And then one day it
I'm not buying
me,
anything unless it's tangible media in my hand.
I
physical
didn't
book.
Realize, right, look around. I got a lot of books. I didn't even get my books out for the yard. So I had some books that I could have brought, but I didn't. But yeah, I do, but I love to hold them. But anyway, what are you reading?
Okay. Well, I just started one now. This book, I gave it 5 stars.
What is it?
It's called This Story Might Save Your Life.
Who wrote it?
Tiffany Crum. I don't mind a love story. Okay. I like the occasional smut. I'm okay with that. It's not my like preferred job. If I'm in a reading thing, mm-hmm. I want to get sucked in. I want mysteries.
Okay.
I want my brain to be activated.
Uh-huh. You read enough smut, honey, that brain is activated. You know what I'm saying? I'm kidding.
But there's a few that I've read lately. Like, you know, it like goes off of your reading. So I read one book that was about an influencer.
Okay.
It was great. And then...
Wait, was it an autobiography?
Oh, the girl was an influencer. Yes, the character. Hold on, I'll find it.
That sounds... I've read one too like that, which they probably all are now, let's be honest.
No. Is this it? No. That was the Kat Winthrop one. I've literally read so many books.
Good.
Let me just go through the list.
Okay, go.
Every Last Secret by A.R. Tor. Great book.
Okay.
Then the next one was The Missing Ones, also by A.R. Tor.
Okay.
That one was good, not like a must read.
Okay.
Society of Lies by Lauren Ling Brown.
Okay.
That one was fun. I also like reading about rich people. So that one was like this secret society at Yale and this girl's sister gets murdered and there's like lots of secrets and shit. So that was good.
Okay.
That one I rated 2 stars. So we'll just skip right on past that one. Wait, the one that I read about the influencer isn't here.
You don't remember? Are you doing Goodreads?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to follow your Goodreads because I love.
Oh shit. I'm going to have to find this because it was such a good book. Okay. I found it.
45 minutes later. Whew. Y'all just don't know that. You're lucky we paused it.
Literally. Well, I had to pause it because I needed to find this.
Yeah.
So the book is called Everyone is Lying to You by Joe Piazza.
Ooh, okay.
So it says, the hashtag tradwife murder mystery we've all been waiting for. Blah, 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 blah. So it is an explosive thriller about 2 estranged friends, a grisly murder, a sudden disappearance, and the truly shocking revelation that everyone is lying to you about something. Lizzie and Bex were best friends in college. After graduation, Bex vanished, leaving Lizzie confused and devastated. 15 years later, Bex is now Rebecca Summers, a traditional Instagram influencer with millions of followers who salivate over her perfect life on her ranch with her 5 children and handsome husband, Gray. Lizzie is a struggling magazine writer watching reels while her young children demand her attention. One night out of the blue, Bex calls Lizzie with a career-making proposition, an exclusive interview with her about her multi-million-dollar business venture, and an invitation to Mom Bomb, the high-profile influencing conference. At the conference, Bex goes missing and Gray is found brutally murdered on their ranch. Lizzie finds herself plunged into the dark side of the cutthroat world of social media that includes jealousy, sordid affairs, swingers, and backstabbing. She must learn who her old friend has become and who she has double-crossed to try to find her, clear her name, and maybe even save her life. Piazza's master storytelling and razor-sharp insight into the world of social media brings us a pulpy, juicy, and cleverly plotted read that will have you guessing all the way through and leave you gasping for more.
Ooh, that sounds good. What is it called?
Everyone is lying to you.
Everyone is lying.
It was really good. I do think there's 2 books that I've listened to that I highly recommend as audiobook. I'm sure it's good if you read it, but the
this one was a good one.
Yeah, the production, the voices of the girls voice actors.
Okay, it was good.
Great.
Okay,
so that was a really good one. Okay, the one that I mentioned before. This Story Might Save Your Life.
Okay.
Yeah. By Tiffany Crum. So this one, Benny Abbott and Joy Moore host one of the most beloved podcasts in the world. Each week, because ever since I read the influencer one, now I keep getting fed podcast. Audio or like where somebody's a podcaster or an influencer. I literally just started my third one today. But it's fun because they add in like, they have like different, it sounds like you're actually listening to a podcast. Like when they change, I liked watching or listening to it. So Benny Abbott and Joy Moore host one of the most beloved podcasts in the world. Each week that they delight listeners with a different, against all odds, survival story, gleefully finding the weird, life-affirming humor in near-death experiences. Since their first episode on Joy's experience with severe narcolepsy, they've been the best friends everyone wants to befriend. And thanks to the meticulous management of Joy's husband, Xander, they've built a lucrative empire. The problem is their next survival story may be their own. When Benny arrives at Joy and Xander's one morning to record, he finds shattered glass and an empty house. The one clue shedding light on the couple's disappearance is the incomplete, previously unseen first draft of Joy's memoir. Benny will stop at nothing to find them, even as the police zero in on him as their prime suspect. Millions of devoted listeners think they know the real Benny and Joy, but as the hours tick by and the odds seem increasingly stacked against Joy and Xander being found alive, not even the most devoted fans could guess the terrible secrets their favorite famous BFFs have hidden from the world and each other. And they have like a hotline, like the police set up like a hotline, so they like play the listener, like people calling in with tips and stuff, nice. Like intermittently through the book. It's really good.
That is good.
Anyways, that one, Everyone's Lying to You, The Lake of Lost Girls. That was also good. I've been like, follow me on Goodreads.
You've been reading, girl.
I've been reading.
I got to find your Goodreads. I like to read Ellen Hildebrand, Megan Quinn. So I read Just for the Cameras by Megan Quinn. That was her new one.
I saw that. I saw that one come up as like a suggested. I hadn't read the description.
Oh, it's so good. So this one is, let me read you the, I thought it was really good. It says, from New York Times bestselling author Megan Quinn comes a sizzling sports romance full of flamingo feathers, slow burn heat, and one grunt meets sunshine love that's anything but fake. They're faking it for the cameras, but what if the sparks are real? Graydon St. John doesn't do drama or public appearances. The brooding defense end for the San Francisco Foghorns prefers silence, solitude, and avoiding headlines. But when the league-wide PR scandal forces him into the media stunt, at the city zoo, he suddenly is face to face with a squawking birds, nosy fans, and a zookeeper who seems to hate his guts on sight. Maple Baker loves her flamingos, loud, pink, messy, sure, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read all this.
I feel like those are good tropes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they've been paired for the zoo's new public outreach program. The cameras are already rolling. The banter is sharp. The tension is electric. And the more they pretend to play nice for the press, the more their fake flirtation starts to feel like something dangerously real. But when the family secrets, viral fame, and PR romance gone off script threaten everything Maple's worked for, Graydon must decide if he's willing to fight for love or let it slip away. That one was real good.
Okay.
And very, like, spicy. Bridesmaid for Hire by Megan Quinn and Bridesmaid Undercover. I read both of those. I loved Bridesmaid for Hire. That one I liked better than the second one. There is a third one. The second one was like, meh, I didn't really want to read the third one, really.
But you felt like obligated?
I haven't read it yet. I started a different book entirely. It was actually Megan Quinn's new book is what I started. And I'm reading that one. But then I really like her. If you like, I know I hear Fish Rother hollering. If you like romance and a little spice, I love me some Megan Quinn. I love Ellen Hildebrand. I do like Freda McFadden. I did read her.
I do love Freda, but with hers,
she's predictable.
I had to take a break because once you know,
when you figure out her pattern,
a formula.
Yep, her formula is very set, and I've said this before.
No, her twists are always good. I don't always see the twist coming, but I know there's going to be a twist.
What I mean by her formula, because I've talked about this before on our podcast, she has the same formula. There's this person, there's that person. You think it's this person and it's not. Her formula is the same. She's going to have a twist there. It's actually going to be the other person. So she's got little caveats to it that keeps me in. But when you figure out her writing pattern, they are all the same. I hate to say it, but they're all the same because you know it's not that person that you really think. All the things point to that person, but it's not. There's going to be a twist. It's going to be this person or that person or together. And then
that being said, the housemaid, like, great.
Mm-hmm. Did you read the housemaid wedding one?
Is her
that came out, The Housemaid's Wedding. Oh, I read that in January. That was the third January. One, right? No, this one was a 2.5. It was like 2.5. And it came out in January and it was a shorter one. And
So it's like a novella?
Uh-huh. And I read that one.
No.
I might have listened to that one. Did I read it or listen? I can't remember. I gave it 3 stars.
It was okay.
It was then. And yeah. And I like that series a lot. I love the first one and the third
I
one.
Felt like I the feel like. Third, like the three, the trilogy, it just like, it didn't need more. Mm-mm. That was like when, what's her face? Whoever wrote the Twilight books, I can't think of her name.
Oh.
But yeah. She kept coming out with like these novellas from like different minor character perspectives and like backstories on like somebody that was in like the original series for like 2 seconds. I was like, we didn't need to do this. Like it's it like felt like a money grab.
Like yeah. And there's some sitcoms like that. It's like when it's done, it's done. Yeah. Just enough.
It feels like a money grab. Like, oh, you're trying to put something out because people are invested in the series and you know that they're going to buy this book and they're going to like, just because it's related to this, I just don't like it. It's just not necessary.
No.
Leave sometimes, well enough alone.
Yeah. When something's really good, go out on top. Don't wait for it to flop. That's how I feel about like shows or whatever. I feel like Ellen Hildebrand went out, I think a little prematurely, but then she came out with a couple books like since then, but I love her books. The last one though, which I gave 5 stars, it was Worst Wingman Ever. It was really cute. And I read that back in February, so I forgot some of it. But basically what happens is somebody puts a Valentine's Day card on the wrong windshield.
Okay.
And it ends up, even if it wasn't meant for her, the amusing mistake, it turns into a lovely exchange of anonymous. They keep passing them back and forth. So it's
like a little meet cute.
It is like a meet cute. And they pass back and forth. Anyway, that one is so cute. But I like those little lovey-dovey's. But I do like a little suspense here and there. I mean, what was the one that was in here forever? The Haunting? I didn't read that second
even one. Even I haven't brought myself to read that.
I didn't read that second one. I was like,
I went through a reading phase with, what's her face? We hate her now.
Oh, Colleen Hoover. God, yeah, she really sucked me in.
Hate her. But like, I feel like Colleen Hoover is like, what's a good example? I don't know.
Middle school reading.
She's like intro to smut.
She's intro to like romance. She was like the Nicholas Sparks. He at least wrote some a little bit more mature, but like it's giving, like I liked Nicholas Sparks a ton.
Yeah.
I met him and like, I loved him. But Colleen Hoover, I swear to God, and we've talked about this, I started reading Colleen Hoover and posting about it.
She had a chokehold on us.
She literally took the internet by storm.
She reposted me on Instagram, couldn't tell me nothing.
Couldn't tell a damn thing. And I swear to God, I don't claim a lot to the internet, but I'm just saying I'm the first one that really
overly posted. You are the only person I know of or knew of at the time that was reading her books over and talking about her incessantly. And it was definitely pre-blow
up.
And
then it blew up and I was like, y'all are welcome. Because she really did have a chokehold.
Yeah.
But then you get out of that and you're like, oh, and then whatever happened to her? What is she doing these days? Not defending Blake Lively
making
anymore,
mediocre suppose, movies. Right?
Yeah. A lot of drama. Uh-huh. A lot of daggum drama. What was the one? Reminders of Him. I did see that. And I thought that was done well. That was my favorite book by her. One of my favorite books by her. And
if I remember correctly, I did like that book.
I sobbed. And did we talk about this on the podcast or did I talk about it at my work? But I went and saw it. And I feel like the book was a slower burn with the romance. And you had to fight for it really hard.
Jog my memory. What happened? Reminders of Him. Is this where she like loses custody of her son? Or her son's dead?
The daughter. There's somebody that dies. Her boyfriend dies. And there was a car wreck. I'm bad at spoilers.
Okay.
And then she loses custody of the daughter because she goes to jail for it.
Yes. Okay.
So the movie though,
and she gets out of jail and the daughter is living with somebody. Yes.
Yep.
I'm back.
Okay. So
I did like that book.
Did you see the movie?
No.
Okay. The movie, I liked the movie. I loved the book more because the movie, it happened so quick.
I don't like that. And that wasn't how it was in the book.
It was a huge point of the book. The book, they had to fight so hard to make, I mean, spoiler y'all, they end up together. Okay. Sorry. But don't listen if you want
to. No, to get them together fast in the movie is like,
yeah, it was a very quick thing.
That's the end. The culmination is like, they finally find a way to be together.
Yep.
And you know, okay, XYZ, the rest happens, you know.
Yeah. And I get it, for movies, they have to like speed things up. I understand that. But I just felt, I thought the movie was done well. I don't think it was bad. But in the book, I just remember sobbing and hoping and wanting so bad. And the movie was such a predictable, like, oh, they're going to end up together. They like hooked up and then there was a problem. They couldn't talk anymore. And then they stopped talking. But you knew that it was going to end up. It was very, it was a predictable way. But wow, we covered a lot here.
Yeah, this is the this was the Granny Podcast. Yard sales and books. Love you, mean it.
Oh my God. See y'all Saturday. Bye. Love you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.